This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From Shields Arena, where Donald Trump in just a few hours will take the stage for a rally. There's a couple hundred folks already in line. And listen to these folks, our live studio audience, for our coverage of the visit of the President of the United States. They sound fired up or what? Very good. Nobody's worried about the wait either. They're loving every second of this. They don't care. They have their Trump gear on. Trump 16, up yours, Hillary. I just saw one sign right there. Trump 2020, says another. Trump 45, suck it up, buttercup. That's the one Todd wanted. Wasn't it, Todd?
I love Trump that. That sounds like something might be wearing.
There's a
I've got a Trump 2020 hat. I should be there, but I got it.
There's a CNN shirt logo with a shirt with a CNN logo on it, but the C for CNN is a hammer and sickle, and it says Communist News Network.
About right.
There's some great bling in front of us, hats with all kinds of glitter. I'm telling you, everybody's having a grand time, and we're happy to be among them, right at the front of the line for the Trump rally today, watching everybody soak it all in. And we'd love to talk about anything you'd like to talk about today on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is, of course, the man of the hour, the man that President Trump is coming to visit. There's a sign for him, by the way. Cramer for Senate, written on cardboard with magic marker. I love that. That's the best kind, just the old-fashioned signs, you know. Cramer for Senate, and four is the number four. And then it says in parentheses, get lost, Heidi, exclamation point, you know. So that's just good old-fashioned sign work right there. I love it. Another one that says, if this flag offends you, I'll help you pack. See, these are our kind of people. These are folks that are God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering Americans who see the president doing what he's doing, maybe not in a conventional sense, but in a I've got your back sense to make America great again. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do a lot. Right? Right. Exactly. There's a gentleman just showed me he's got his Constitution right in his pocket. Right there. I love it. That's absolutely. And, oh, the flag just went up. Make America Great Again flag with Donald Trump giving the thumbs up in it. So, anyway, hope that sets the scene a little bit for you. The president will fly over West Fargo, about 6:25 in Air Force One this evening. He will be in the arena at Shields Arena for about an hour and 15 minutes. So he'll get in here about 6:50 and depart about 8:05. That's, again, according to schedule. Things can always change. But I do encourage you, if you're making your way here, to keep cranking. There's actually less people in line than I thought. I remember we talked to the fellow that was at front line in Duluth last week, and he told us that he had been in line 11 a.m. Tuesday. Well, I was out here over the lunch hour yesterday just to see if there was one person here. Just one person here. And, this morning, maybe 50. And it's sort of just built from there. But it's not this ridiculously. So what I'm telling you is just keep coming wherever you're coming from. Get in that line and get in there and enjoy the fun. Should be a great time. A lot of things to take in. So anyway, here's the telephone numbers to join us. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd or I with your questions, me at 367-2054, or 701-226-8503 for Todd. I do have a couple of shout-outs for you already, Todd, and one person, I know their name, one person just said, hi, tell Todd, hi. I said, okay, I'll tell Todd.
Hi.
In the line. And Christine Bestian, who is a Gold Star mom from Belfouche, South Dakota. Big K-Fire listener. Loves K-Fire. Says it's just the best radio station ever. It's very sweet. I know. So nice. So Christine says hi, too. So a few of those going on. Texter says, for those of us not able to make it to the rally in Fargo today, where can we go to watch or listen to it live? Thank you. K-Fire will have coverage. AM 1100, The Flag will have coverage. We actually are doing something, and maybe, Todd, you want to share this. We're going to try something new tonight. We'll have, I would call it like C-SPAN-like coverage, where it's just everything. You know, where it's, you know, sort of setting the scene and seeing everything, a live video stream of that. So maybe Todd can share that on the K-Fire page, too. So you can watch it there. You can listen to it on either K-Fire or AM 1100, The Flag. We're going to have that for you. KTGO as well. Are we doing 1090 tonight? Dustin, don't know about that, but we'll have it on the website, all the details there. So there we go. Supreme Court decision just came out, by the way, dealing yet another blow to labor unions and the left. A ruling 5-4, public sector unions may not collect mandatory fees from non-members. Now, again, mandatory fees from non-members in the due. In other words, I choose not to join the union, but I've got to pay the due, you know, the mandatory fees, and I can take that and do whatever I want with it. Come on already. Come on already. You know, it's just, is that the most un-American thing you can think of? You're not getting the benefit of membership, but I'm going to take from you and give to who I want to give to for a political candidate. But, of course, it you know, went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and now that's another big decision. Court's on a roll right now. Court is on a roll. Did some great things in the fight against the Holocaust of abortion yesterday. I don't know why that didn't get more attention, but that was one of the rulings, and certainly the decision that is, you know, having some on the left call it a dark day and moan and wail and everything else that we brought you yesterday. As well on the travel ban being lifted. If the President of the United States or the Constitution can't say, I'm not going to take people from that country because we are not sure they have the proper vetting, and until they do, they're not going to come in. But if they do, they can come in, and you can't do that, that means we got a court run amok. Just absolutely run amok. Let's go to Justin in Minnesota. 2580550 is our telephone number. Any questions, any comments on any and all issues? If you're headed to the Trump rally, you got a question. If you're just headed to the Trump rally and want to tell us, let us know. Call us at 2580550 on the program today. Hey, Justin, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, love the program. Listen to you often here from Minnesota, and I'm on my way that direction, although I'm not going to be there tonight, unfortunately. But I was calling regarding your conversation with that liberal lady before the top of the hour, and, you know, all the name-calling and how the rhetoric's been amped up. And I kind of have a little bit different take on this. A lot of people forget that before Donald Trump, you know, a lot of these Republicans, the primary complaint was a Democrat politician or president or somebody would come out and speak really strong, and we would just back down. And Trump doesn't do that. And maybe, you know, again, his ways may not be my ways, but it's conventional for him, and it's working. And I don't think he should stop anything, to be honest with you. And I think it's funny that they are they're all over, you know, well, he's got to tone it down a little bit. I think one of the reasons they're so upset right now is he's so effective.
I think that's a good point. Here's the deal. Crooked Hillary from the president, or one of his you know, little nicknames, Lion's Head or whatever, that to me is different than what Maxine Waters was asking people to do that didn't like the Trump administration. I mean, she wanted civil disobedience. I've been hearing the same complaints you have about President Trump and what he tweets and the name calling and whatnot all along. Why are the people that were complaining about that not shouting out Maxine Waters? Now, few have, but there's a lot of rhetoric. We're going to talk in a little bit here with Ronna McDaniel, who's the chair of the Republican National Committee. They have a new ad out that pieces together some of the things that have been said. It's awful. It is awful.
One other point, if I could, regarding the Maxine Waters stuff, you know, again, I'm not for, I'm for being polite, even if it's a Democrat or some sort of politician that's in a restaurant or somewhere public. But I think they have to be super careful out there with what they're asking for. And Trump tweeted as much the other day, because this goes both ways, right? You rile up some of the, you know, Trump supporters that may not be as polite as I am, and they'll do the same thing to these politicians and other people in public, and I don't want that to happen either.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, and these things escalate, right? I don't know if you saw the mob at that Red Hen yesterday, but the restaurant that kicked out Sarah Sanders, there was a mob there yesterday, you know, and that can quickly escalate. So what that woman did in thinking, oh, I'm going to, you know, morally, I can't stand you, Donald Trump, so I'm going to kick out his press secretary, now has to shut down the restaurant because of so much opposition. They had to shut it down. I mean, again, so you, case in point of exactly what you're saying. I don't know the way out. I don't know the way out of this, you know. But I know when a line's been crossed, and they're crossing lines.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it's interesting about the. I don't know if you heard the. You know, it's been a little bit reported on the Red Hen story on the other side of it, which was after she, you know, Sarah Sanders had got kicked out. She and her husband decided, okay, enough for tonight. We're going home. But the rest of their relatives or whoever was with them in their party decided to go across the street to another restaurant, and the owner that had kicked them out proceeded to gather some people together and essentially protest that group over there. So it wasn't enough that you were just a politician or somebody on Trump's staff. Just the fact that you were related with them or a friend of theirs, that was good enough as well.
Yeah, I heard Mike Huckabee tell Laura Ingraham that story, and I'm glad he did. Because that tells you everything you need to know about them. It isn't just, hey, can I politely ask you to leave? It's, you know, now I'm going to follow the rest of the group over there and shout at them from the outside. It's just ridiculous. Appreciate your call, though, very much, Justin. I think we need to find a way. Ken and Moorhead when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
calling her crooked Hillary is not the same as three guys surrounding Pam Bondi and calling her a B-I-T-C-H. That's the difference between the right and the left. We live by God's rules. They live by Mark's rules. Yeah, I agree. There's not a correlation there. I mean, there's name calling, right? I mean, like you would on the playground, and then there's, you know, inciting violence and this vitriol. And by the way, I've seen it. I mean, I'll never forget the Kevin Cramer rally at Beans Coffee in West Fargo that we took live with these women who were just, you know, like foaming at the mouth. They were just, you know, screaming and hollering, and you know, that's not political discourse. Not at all. Crazy. By the way, if you're traveling to Fargo today for the Trump rally, remember exit 292, Valley City, Petrosub USA, best convenience store North Dakota's ever seen. This thing is just unbelievable. The food is fantastic. We're going to be there next Tuesday to kick off the 4th of July holiday. Love to see you. A lot of great specials. And we'll be serving up the best burgers in North Dakota. That's right. If you're hungry, stop there. Have a burger. It's so good you can't even believe it. It is the, you know, the hand-pattied fresh ground beef from Valley Meats on the grill and sauteed caramelized onions, throw on a little cheese, that melts, a toasted bun, a fresh baked bun. It's just, oh, you can't even believe it. Can't even believe it. Tell me about your travels today. If you're coming to the Trump rally, love to hear from you. 800-228-0550. We're keeping folks busy standing in line here, but I don't know. Would you do just a quick math, Crystal, for me, and just see what you kind of get on how many people are there? I think we're over 200 now, but I just can't. I can't tell. 800-228-0550. Give us a call. Let's go to Ken in Moorhead. Ken, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Good morning. My wife and I will be going. We're from Moorhead, and we're excited about the president coming. We think there's a lot of good things going on in this part of the country. Looks like Kevin Cramer has a good chance of taking over that seat that the Democrat there, Heidi, has. And there's an awful lot of stuff going on. We think that Peterson can be beat. We have a wonderful candidate here in Dave Hughes. Peterson's been there since 1992. Good shot. We can do that. There's a lot of coattails that President Trump has around here. I think everyone will agree to that. We've got a candidate for Attorney General, Doug Wardlow, who's running against Keith Ellison, it looks like, assuming Keith wins his primary. And that should be an interesting race. We need a good attorney. We haven't had a Republican Attorney General in Minnesota in 47 years, Scott. A lot of
unbelievable. How many candidates are there? Is there a primary there? Are there two candidates in the primary?
Yeah, there's a primary, not in the GOP. Doug was the only one, and no one is challenging him. I think Keith does have a challenger. In fact, I'm quite sure he does for Attorney General. He likely will win that. But he's just in the 5th Congressional District. We could take over three congressional seats here, the 7th, the 8th, and the 1st, because that's where
Colin Peterson in that last race came very close to losing the seat, closest that he's ever come. It's definitely one to watch for sure. Appreciate your call, Ken.
I have one question also, Scott.
Okay, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, are we allowed to bring those little flags in, you know, those little 6-inch flags? I know the flag is a real important to President Trump and to most of us with all the controversy around the flag lately and the national anthem. Is that something we'll be able to bring in?
I don't know the answer to that. I'll check. We'll find out if you can bring flags in or not. Maybe some of those folks across the street that are getting ready to do a little crowd management. We'll find out. Keep listening, okay? I can't imagine that's a problem. But, yeah, appreciate that. Thank you very much, Ken. By the way, speaking of, you mentioned the Senate race in North Dakota. North Dakota, the Senate swing race to watch this year, according to National Review. The Senate swing race to watch this year. Incredible article. I'll post that on my Facebook page. Todd, maybe you want to share that. Interesting story just out this morning from National Review. Let's go to John in Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, last night I heard on the radio that restaurant where Sarah Sanders was kicked out of, I guess it was a 5-star restaurant. Last night it was a 1.5-star restaurant.
I heard that. So in other words, people changed their rating for the restaurant. Now, I think they have some provision for when controversies cause people to change the rating of the restaurant who haven't actually eaten there. So I don't know how they go about that. I don't know if that's going to stay there forever. But it definitely was a major impact right away.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I have no idea how they you know, do that. So okay,
yeah,
no, goodbye.
Yeah, you go online and give a rating after you've been to a restaurant, and a lot of restaurants rely on them very heavily. So it's kind of a big deal. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Tell us about your travels to the Trump rally today. Texture says, love those Trump flags. This one flying at our gun range in Mercer County. I see it. I love it. That is perfect. Here's a text from my daughter. What is your CVV code? The Apple ID needs it. Yeah, so I think that's from my daughter, Todd. Whenever they ask for your CVV code, that means... Yeah, about some moolah. Pam from Fargo says, President Trump has been entirely vindicated in exercising his power and authority to keep us safe and strong. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, U.S. Supreme Court. Tremendous win for our president, the United States, our Constitution, and the American people by the Supreme Court's decision yesterday on reinforcing his authority to keep us safe and strong. There you go. Another texter. 75 years ago, FDR issued an executive order sending Japanese Americans to internment camps. Back then, the smart Supreme Court overturned that. Today, under the Trump regime, dividing the world by preaching his hateful rhetoric, the country is toppling off the far-right cliff. It will take many years for the Democrats to fix it. That is apples and oranges. All right? I mean, the internment decision, then, I think can be fairly... criticized as saying, you know, wait a minute, how are we doing this? These are people, these are countries who do not have proper vetting. So that texter right there, what that texter wants us just to look the other way and not be concerned about who's coming into this country and countries that don't have proper vetting. That's a recipe for disaster. Absolutely, 100%. Supreme Court nailed it. Jim, on the road.
Yes,
where are you on the road to, Jim? Where are you going?
Scott, we're leaving Jamestown, picking up my buddies in Valley City. And last night, I had a couple of tickets that I needed to get rid of. So I all of a sudden made a call to Valley City. We're headed over there. One of the guys is like a kid at a candy store. He can hardly wait.
Hardly wait. All the excitement, fired up and ready to go, huh?
Yeah, when he found out he had a ticket, he just about, you know, probably just about wet his pants. By the way,
it's like Christmas.
Here,
it's Christmas morning all over again.
Something like that. On the way over here, just about got picked up for speed, and I'm glad the guy didn't put the red light on me. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, and you guys have a good day today.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate it very much. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up next hour. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for him. We're going to talk to some folks in line here who are still smiling. They're all smiling. The sun is shining. They're having a great time. And we're going to talk to some more of these folks about all this fun out here today. So looking forward to that coming up as well on What's On Your Mind. And when we come back, a special guest.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six states had primary balloting on Tuesday. The biggest upset was in the 14th congressional district race in the state of New York. Longtime Congressman Joe Crowley losing his bid for an 11th term to an activist, Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who says she represents working class Americans.
My family's been here for three generations, and I knew my community. I knew that this was possible.
Not surprisingly, former presidential contender Mitt Romney is a step closer to the U.S. Senate, winning yesterday's primary in Utah to succeed Senator Orrin Hatch. A federal judge orders the government to reunite immigrant kids and parents who were separated at the Mexican border. The decision requires the government to reunite parents and children under five within 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Friends of the North Dakota Safety Council, WSI, Workforce Safety and Insurance. North Dakota Safety Council team up to help us bring you a safety training spotlight. We get a chance to tell you about things that are happening. And folks in the construction world, if your workers are exposed to dust from products like concrete, granite, marble, sand, gravel, the new Managing Silica Hazards course is coming. Workers being exposed to crystalline silica, which increase their risk of lung cancer, kidney disease, and other deadly illnesses, is something to take serious. NDSC course goes beyond hazard recognition to teach you how to protect your employees by understanding the OSHA standards, including how to create and write an exposure control plan. How's that for good info? Bismarck, July 12th, Dickinson, August 3rd, Minot, August 15th. Register online at ndsc.org. Click the training registration icon. We have a special guest today joining us all the way from Washington, D.C., but she wishes she could be here. Ronna Romney McDaniel is the chair of the Republican National Committee to talk about today's rally. Thanks for joining us, Ronna. How are you?
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm looking at a big crowd already in line. A gentleman told me that that he got here about 3 o'clock yesterday. There was a tent that was here at noon yesterday. So, you know, over 36 hours before the president even takes the stage, folks are in line. Is that kind of enthusiasm something you're seeing all across the country?
It is. We see that all across the country. We recently had a rally in my home state of Michigan, and people were camping out the day before. And it's because people recognize that President Trump has delivered on the promises he made when he ran, and you're seeing our economy doing better, wages are up, jobs are coming back to this country. And they support him, and they want to show their support for him by attending these rallies.
Have you ever seen anything like this before? I mean, in the way of enthusiasm for a candidate in your lifetime?
I've never seen anything like this. And it was from day one when he announced for presidency, and it's just never slowed down, this enthusiasm. And it's fueled a lot of the fundraising for the RNC, which I run. We've had so many small-dollar donations at an unprecedented level, and it's because Donald Trump resonates with average Americans who felt like they were not being represented in Washington, and that's why he ran. He said, we can do better, and you deserve better, and I'm going to be a champion for you.
By the way, speaking of that, that has led to, I believe, if my reporting is correct on this and what I've seen, a significant advantage for the Republican National Committee over the Democratic National Committee heading into these midterms. Is that right?
Fundraising-wise, absolutely. We have doubled the DNC. We have something like 14 times the cash on hand, and a lot of those resources are going into states to help us win Senate seats, and we are absolutely invested in North Dakota. We want to see Kevin Cramer be your next senator. The president needs more help in Washington, and he needs another senator from North Dakota.
What is your biggest concern about Heidi Heitkamp? You talk about the Cramer-Heitkamp race, the Washington persona of Heidi Heitkamp, the North Dakota persona. Give us your take on that, on Kevin Cramer's opponent in that race.
Yeah, Heidi Heitkamp's an astute politician. She's pretending she's best friends with the president right now, but that's just not the case. When she's in Washington, she's a completely different person than she is in North Dakota. She she didn't vote for the tax cuts. Plan that the president put forward would hurt our economy. And most importantly, she would pick Chuck Schumer to be the head of the Senate, which would be terrible for this president. And it would mean his whole agenda would be stalled. If she had her choice, we wouldn't have rule of law judges, and we wouldn't be on this great turnaround that our country's on. So Heidi's going to say one thing to get elected, but she's going to do a different thing when she governs.
I want to play an ad that's just come out that you've put together and are going to be airing, and give you a chance to talk a little bit about why this is necessary. And, you know, you talked about the passion of the Trump voters and the people that back Donald J. Trump. Conversely, his opponents, the folks that are on a different political aisle, are getting more and more shrill and dangerous with their rhetoric, Maxine Waters being the latest example. You have highlighted that in this ad. Let's listen and give you a chance to respond to this.
A few years ago, ideas that we talked about were thought to be fringe ideas, radical ideas, extremist ideas. Those ideas are now mainstream.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out. And you create a crowd, and you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless. What's Uncle Tom but for white women who disappoint other white women?
One way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please, bring on the recession.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
And obviously, the left of 28 unhinged on the screen, some things you can't hear in the ad. You got to see that to fully appreciate the whole thing. Why'd you do the ad? What are you hoping it accomplishes?
Well, we have seen an escalation recently with Maxine Waters calling on people to create crowds and mobs around anyone who supports the president. You saw what happened with Sarah Sanders. We've seen just an intensifying of really, really divisive and now dangerous rhetoric from the left. And when you see this compilation, this video we've put together, it highlights how scary it is right now. And it's not good for our democracy. Listen, we can have differences of opinion politically, and we can talk about it in a civil way, but not to encourage mobs, to encourage people to confront people on the street who don't think like you do. It's a scary time. And I think seeing this compilation highlights where the left is right now. They're continuing to fuel this anger. They want to create division because they don't want to talk about the issues, because they're not winning on issues. They voted against the tax cuts. They haven't funded our military. They haven't taken care of our veterans, all the things that our president has delivered on. So it's a tough compilation to watch, but I think it's important for voters to recognize that our Democrat leaders are doing a disservice with allowing this type of rhetoric to ramp up and create unsafe situations for many in this country.
What do you the crowd I'm looking at here are passionate about their support for Donald Trump, and they too are going to be a target of this, right? And being provoked and trying to get that, you know, that YouTube moment and you know, something to go viral, etc. What advice do you have to Trump supporters to you know, handle that level of rhetoric that's going to be coming at them?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Democrats are about rhetoric right now, and we're about results. And go learn the results of this administration with record unemployment for Hispanic and African American communities, as well as women. Look at the jobs coming to this country. Look at our economic growth. Wages are up. People are doing better. And on top of what he's done globally with Syria and Iran and North Korea, I mean, this is a president who has completely turned around our country for the better. And we can talk about those things and keep it civilized. Don't go to their level. But I think it's really frightening to see these mobs being incited by Democrat Congress people saying, go ahead and attack and confront people in front of their homes when they're eating at restaurants. I mean, when did we get to a place where this is okay? So we all have to stand up for each other and don't let your voice be silenced, because it's a good message that we're sending right now as a Republican Party that's making people's lives better across this country.
I have to believe that it's not by accident, that this isn't just sort of organic and happening. And I think especially of, you know, the economy roaring. You have a great summit with North Korea. You have I could go on and on and on about the things happening. And all of a sudden, we've got a media-led, Democratic Party-led crisis over the situation at the border, trying to exploit what's happening there, when it's virtually the same thing with larger numbers that Barack Obama was doing. And Maxine Waters and the Red Hen incident with Sarah Sanders, just all leads me to believe that, you know, this is about the success that Donald Trump is having and trying to change the narrative. Do you think it's coordinated?
I think it's their playbook. I mean, from the second Donald Trump got inaugurated, you've heard the terms from the Democrats, which is resist and obstruct. I mean, they call themselves the resistance. That's not good for our democracy. Listen, we have elections, and elections have consequences, and we have always accepted the results of elections in this country, and we always hope for that president to do the best because they're representing the whole country. But in this election, Democrats doubled down on, we're not going to accept him as our president. They started that hashtag, not our president, and it has escalated, and they are inciting division in our country in a way that is bringing anger and now danger to some individuals just for believing differently than they do. That is not good for our country. Heidi Heitkamp belongs to this party. She is a member of this party. The leaders of her party are putting this forward. And it, the best message we can send to Democrats is to show them that their resist movement did not work. And then they will have to rewrite their playbook and maybe work with this president on behalf of the American people.
Rana. Romney McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Thanks for joining us on a big day today here. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Amazing times at the Republican National Committee because of one individual, the person that will take the stage tonight at 7 o'clock, Donald J. Trump. No question about it. That is how that's tied together. Somebody just texted, hey, that RNC ad you played should be longer. Forgot Rand Paul being attacked by his neighbor. Steve Scalise being shot by a crazy lefty. Good points. Can't disagree with anything you're saying there. Totally with you, 100%. All right, let's get back to your calls. Here's somebody else on the road. Where are you headed? Are you there, caller?
Yeah, is this me?
It is you, yes. Where are you headed?
Oh. Right on. Well, I'm still praying right now, but we're heading out a little later, I guess. We'll be there around 3 o'clock. Hopefully I doubt we'll get in, but
I think you'll get in. I wouldn't worry about it. You got to just take your chances. If you don't get in, it'll still be a good time to tell us from Duluth.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from?
South central part of the state. I heard that Farmers Union was going to have some farmers out there protesting with some tractors. If Farmers Union wants to protest something, why don't they go protest Senate stations that don't support ethanol and stuff like that? You know, I mean, Farmers Union and Senate serve us more than Trump ever will. I guess I don't understand. Whatever.
I don't either. First of all, I just don't think it's I don't think an organization like that should do it. It's Heidi Heitkamp's organizing it, promoting it. It is the Farmers Union. It's Great Plains Food Bank. It's North Dakota Dairy. Today, 11 o'clock, a protest. But you're right. It's a photo op. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's on your mind, live from Shields Arena, counting down to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, taking the stage here in just a little bit for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Big rally for the Cramer campaign and the Make America Great Again movement. Should be wonderful. Brought to you today by our friends at Pucklett Chevrolet. Wednesday Wheels from Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. We tell you about a sharp set of wheels two great stores, Bismarck and Valley City. Got a Valley City deal that you won't believe today. Another one-owner local trade. That's what they're famous for, Pucklets. This one's a 2016 Buick Encore. It's a mid-size SUV, beautiful Winterberry red color, 49,800 miles on a low, low mileage. Check it out. For under 20 grand, you get heated leather seats, a backup camera, sit up nice and high. It's on the line right now at $19,885, but today only. You tell them you heard about it from yours truly. Scott and Todd sent me. Take another $1,000 off, drive it home for $18,770. With 49,000 miles on it, Buick Encore midsize SUV. And remember, with any purchase of a new or used vehicle this month at Pucklage, a free Yeti cooler. A few more days to go on that. Hop online, check it out at PucklageValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Pucklage, Chevy, Buick, GMC, they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, or online at Pucklage.com. PucklageValleyCity.com. They are, of course, North Dakota's home for Chevy. So our own Steve Hallstrom's out there in the crowd there, by golly, checking on what some folks are doing. Who'd you meet, Steve?
Hey, Scotty, I've got Grace Olson, and Grace is from Detroit Lakes, and she came over here for the rally today, and as you can see, she is toward the front of the line, so this girl takes her rallying seriously. Grace, how are you today?
I'm so good. How's everyone else doing?
We're doing awesome. Thanks for visiting with us here a little bit. So what brought you over here from, obviously we know what brought you over, but why did you think as much of this event as you did to come over early, get in line at 5:30 and be here today?
Yeah, well, this is my first rally. I'm coming to my first rally here. I took the day off of work because I don't care how long it takes. I think it's pretty historical, cool moment that I'll get to see the president, and really excited to see what he has to say today.
So what have you been most excited about with this president since he's been in office? What do you like that he's trying to do in the country right now?
I really think he's just a normal dude that has very realistic ideas, and he cares about America a lot, and I think it's just kind of revolutionary that he I'm a free thinker, and I think he doesn't really have a rule book. He kind of is paving the way, and I think he really has some great things to say, and yeah.
Now, a lot of people think that folks who are Donald Trump fans are just old people like Scotty and me, but here you are, a young lady just graduated from Minnesota Duluth, and you're here at this rally. What do you see happening among people your age in our country right now? Because a lot of folks would want you to think that it's no young people really care about Donald Trump and this president.
Well, like we talked about before, it's there is a bigger population than we think of people my age and my gender that do, and college-age students that do support him, too. And it's just kind of hidden. We only see bits and pieces of things. And I'm just here to show that that is possible, yeah, to, you know, to support him and in my bracket or whatever. And, college definitely does, at least where I went, and I've heard from many other people, it definitely does kind of try to make you a liberal, and yeah, that's the best way I can put that. And it's very, you know, very pushy, and it's kind of, it's a little bit isolating to not have those views. And I think a lot of people don't stand up and speak that. But yeah, I'm just happy to be here, honestly.
You were telling us that you're a philosophy major, or psychology major, excuse me, and you want to actually be a college professor and go in and bring some conservative ideas to the college campus. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I just think I really love to inspire people and motivate people, and I'm going to pursue my graduate studies and hopefully become a professor, and I want everyone's ideas to be included, and it really doesn't feel like that, you know, in your undergrad especially. I'm hoping my grad school helps that, you know, helps me pursue that.
So what do you want to hear the president talk about tonight? What matters to you as a young lady in your early 20s? What issues matter to you that you want to hear the president getting up and talking about tonight?
Well, everything he talks about, I support, honestly, pretty much. Specific issues, I don't really know, immigration or anything about education, really. Or, I mean, I'm just here to listen and take it all in. So
the whole thing works for you.
Yeah, the whole thing. That's, yeah.
Scotty, and get this now, she's going to go to grad school in California. So she's going to take some good old-fashioned Detroit Lakes conservative values out to California and get the job done for us out there. How great is that?
I love it. I love it. And there's other youngsters here. I mean, she's not the lone youngster. So that's refreshing to see, for sure. And I think it sort of defies the media narrative on Donald Trump as well. So there's a lot of folks just out here smiling from ear to ear. I get the biggest kick out of the fact that they are literally in the hot sun because it's already pretty warm, and just smiling, just loving every single minute of it, you know. So very interesting. I'm waiting for a few of the chants. We'll have to get the chants going here a little bit. How many signs, shirts, hats are you seeing with WWG1WGA? Not a lot. I'm waiting for a radio program to be the first to embrace and not worry about the conspiracy label. All right. I'm not exactly sure what you're saying, but all comments welcome. We appreciate all of you. Somebody earlier asked about where to park, and the lot that we know is open right now. If you get near Shields Arena, it's the bubble. It'll be on the west side of Shields Arena. The other lot's open at 12 noon. Somebody else asked about, hey, have they really given out 20,000 tickets? Well, people have requested 20,000 tickets that they could redeem. Their normal math is 1 in 3 are actually redeemed. So should be about right for capacity. We'll see you here. More coming up. Congressman Kramer's hour is next.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Generous, generous, Jerry. Keep booming, booming, booming. People light up for miles. Generous, generous, Jerry. Keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous, Jerry's today. Generous, generous, Jerry. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Locations in Grand Forks, two in Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Hard River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Williston. In Minnesota, head to Bemidji or Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.